Hello, audio boomers. I'm off to a neurology appointment shortly, but I just wanted to show you all these happy birdies if I could. It's very cold out here right now, but there are tons of sparrows chirping away. I'm waiting for a cab. There is so much snow out here that there's no way I could get to the bus stop under my own steam at the moment. The sidewalks are just covered and there are huge snowbanks at all the street crossings. It's crazy. Anyhow, I think this might be my cab, so I'm going to pause this for now. Hello again. I am in the hospital now, just waiting for my appointment. I had a really nice cab driver on the way here. He was from Somalia, and he told me about this blind journalist that he'd heard of in his country. Someone once asked him, the journalist that is, well, how do you get your sources of news? And the journalist said, I go to it. So it's pretty brave, I think, of any journalist, really, living in war-torn countries like that, but especially a blind person trying to make his way in a third-world country. I'm always very impressed by things like that. I guess I find them inspiring. Maybe that's silly of me, given that I find it rather odd when people find me inspiring. But you know, sometimes people say, oh, you're brave or you're courageous, but I'm far from it. I think that people like this journalist in Somalia who have to experience war and privation and poverty on a regular basis are much more courageous than I will ever be, because I don't have to be that brave. Anyway, I'm going to pause this for now because my doctor's appointment should be coming up shortly. Oh, my life, that was the most frustrating and pointless doctor's appointment I have ever had. I'm back from the hospital now. I don't know why the hell I ever went in the first place. It was a waste of $25 cab fare. I've basically been told that really there was no reason for me to get referred back there in the first place because the lady that I went to see is an epileptologist and my seizures are non-epileptic events. I asked her, are you absolutely sure of that? Are you, like, 100% positive? Because my seizures mirror epileptic seizures down to a T. And she said yes. She said the EEG is the golden test, and you've been connected to EEG for a week straight when you were in the epilepsy clinic, and something would have shown up if you had epilepsy. So she basically told me that there's nothing wrong with me neurologically. My doctors are telling me that there's now nothing wrong with me psychiatrically. So, okay, what the hell is causing these seizures then? Basically, the doctor told me that there's no easily determined cause, and hence there's no fix for them. I'm just going to have to put up with them until such time as they decide to stop on their own or for the rest of my life, which I'm having a really hard time dealing with this at the moment. I'm in a terrible mood. I'm sorry. I'm very upset at the minute here. These seizures, depending on how bad they are, can really impact my life because I totally lose control of my faculties. I lose the ability to think coherently. I lose the ability to speak coherently. I stutter. I repeat myself. Some of what I say comes out as pure gobbledygook. Sometimes I can't get words to come out at all. Not only that, but if it's a really bad seizure, it makes me feel like absolute shite, physically speaking. I get tired, I get dizzy, I get lightheaded, I get headaches. Like, this is impacting my ability to move on with my life, and you're telling me there's no fix for this. You know, gee, thanks a lot, doctor. You're a big help. I know. It's not her fault. I shouldn't be peeved with her, and I'm really not. It's just, I'm upset and confused in general. Because at first, my doctors thought maybe these seizures were linked to depression. Well, the depression has been fixed. You know, emotionally, I'm doing really well now, generally. Not experiencing a lot of stress, not experiencing any anxiety or depressive episodes, but I'm still having a hell of a lot of seizures. And so even my doctor said today, well, there's probably some underlying psychological cause, but we don't know what it is. And the symptoms, and she knows this, the symptoms are very physically real. So she might be convinced that it's not epilepsy, and the doctors at the epilepsy clinic might be convinced that it's not epilepsy, but it sure as hell mirrors epilepsy. And it's very real to me. And like I said, when I have a seizure, if it's a bad one, you know, I'm not able to speak properly. I'm not able to engage with people properly. I can't hold down a job right now because of these, because they occur arbitrarily. I could be going along my merry way, having a lovely time, and all of a sudden have a seizure and not be able to, say, deal with a person as a receptionist or, you know, in customer service. Like, my communication skills go right out the window. I totally lose control of my faculties. So I wouldn't be able to work with the public. And it's awfully hard to find work that one can do from home. So anyway, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just, at this point, I'm so frustrated. I don't know why I bothered going to see her at all. I mean, I got a referral from another doctor because that doctor wasn't convinced that I don't have epilepsy. And this neurologist is saying absolutely 100% I don't. So I don't know. I'm all at sixes and sevens here. Sorry. I'm going to end this for now and hopefully I'll go and see my friend Kim later and have a much nicer day later on than I'm having now. So I'll talk to you all soon.